starting at the top of Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. It's not awesome. We have a Mishnah from the Gemara and Shabbos. Meferin Nedarim B'Shabbos. You're allowed to be Meferin Nedar on Shabbos. V'nish'alim L'Nedarim Shein L'Tzorach Shabbos. And you can be Mashil and Nedar that is L'Tzorach Shabbos. So Gemara says, Zibaylu, Meferin Nedarim B'Shabbos L'Tzorach Shabbos. Udilma Apilu Shlo L'Tzorach. Right, the qualifying statement at the end of the Mishnah, Shehein L'Tzorach Shabbos, does that only refer back to Nish'alim, meaning that when you have a She'ilas Nedar, or does it also reference or modify Nefirin Nedarim, Hafaris Nedarim? So you would say that both Hafaris Nedarim and She'ilas Nedarim, Hataris Nedarim, are only L'Tzorach Shabbos, meaning that it's modifying the whole Mishnah. Or is it simply modifying Sheilas Nedarim, Hataras Nedarim, and not Hafaras Nedarim? So Tashma, the Tani Rav Zuta Bei Rav Papi, a Mefer Nedarim El Tzorach Shabbos. You'll only be Mefer Nedarim that are El Tzorach Shabbos. It sounds like Tzorach Shabbos is modifying both Meferin and Nishon. Am Rav Ashi, Halo Tzno and Hochi, don't we have a Mishnah? Nadraim Chashecha, our Mishnah, right? Nadraim Chashecha, she took a nether right before nightfall, Mefer Laj Lo Tachshach. She could only be made for the nether until the time it's night. V'yamar L'Tzorach Shabbos in Shlo L'Tzorach Shabbos Lo. And if you say when it's L'Tzorach Shabbos, you can do it. When it's not L'Tzorach Shabbos Lo, my Iriyar Shechecha. Why does nightfall matter? Akilu Tochayom, meaning Yochalavir, Shlo L'Tzorach Shabbos. So there are two points from this Mishnah. One point is that immediately before nightfall, right, if she takes a nether immediately before nightfall, what possible Tzorach Shabbos could there be? How could it be that you can be made for the nether on Shabbos if it's immediately before nightfall? Immediately before nightfall means Shabbos is basically over. So what possible Tzorach Shabbos could you have to be made for such a nether if it's right before nightfall, one? And number two is, if it's only Tzorach Shabbos, why did the Mishnah give the example right before nightfall? They could have given an example even in the middle of the day Shabbos, where he can't be Mefer, when it's Lo L'Tzorach Shabbos, when it wasn't for the need of Shabbos. So it seems from our Mishnah that you can be Mefer neither whether it's Tzorach Shabbos or whether it's not Tzorach Shabbos, which goes against the Braisa the Braisa that Rav Zukti brought from the Bei Rav Papi. So that we have now a machlokas in Tanaic works whether Hafara needs Tzorach Shabbos or does not need Tzorach Shabbos. So the Gemara's conclusion is Tanai. It's a machlokas Tanai. And what is the Tzachanokos Tanai premise on? Faris Nadarim Kolayom. Faris Nadarim is all day. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yoda, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Omar, Me'eit, Le'eit. It's all day versus 24 hours. This is my close we saw yesterday regarding how long do you have to be made for the nether. So now let me explain. So the mandam are kolayom in tefelo, the one who says you only have until nightfall to be made for the nether, and no longer I feel it's lo l'tzorach Shabbos mefer. Even when it's not l'tzorach Shabbos, you can be made for the nether. Why? Because if you're not, then the nether will stand, meaning that it's time sensitive. If you're not made for the nether before the end of Shabbos, automatically there'll be a kiyum nether. So if we don't afford you the opportunity to be made for a nether on Shabbos, even when it's low Tzorach Shabbos, then you're going to end up that it's automatically bikuyum. A woman wanted her nether to stand and not have her husband be able to be made for it. What would she do? She would just simply take the nether on Shabbos. And then her husband wouldn't have the ability to be made for the nether. So that's not, can't be the case. So therefore, we say, even Shlo Tzorach Shabbos, you can be made for the nether. The month I'm made the eight. Well, it says you have a 24-hour period, L'Tzorach Shabbos in. Shlo L'Tzorach Shabbos, lo. Then when it's L'Tzorach Shabbos, you can. When it's not L'Tzorach Shabbos, you can't. Why? Because you have additional time. And there is no, meaning that even after the conclusion of Shabbos, you will have additional time to be made for the nether. Because you have 24 hours from the time that the nether was taken. And since you have more time than Shabbos itself, we say to you, be made for the nether after Shabbos, not on Shabbos itself, on Shlo L'Tzorach Shabbos. Alright? So now, a couple quick things. What is the difference between a Faras Nedarim on Shabbos and Hashelos, or a Taras Nedarim on Shabbos? Why is one mutar and one precluded? Meaning that everybody agrees that a taras nedarim is not permitted on Shabbos.
Based in done in din b'Shabbos.
Oh, very good. Very good. All right, so if you look in the Ran, in the narrow lines in the Ran, it says Mishum. See those narrow lines in the Ran? It says Mishum. Shum dekeven tzorach chacham o shlosha hedyotu mechse kedina. Right, so one is, by taras nedarim, it's not just like Tzvi said, it looks like a din, because you're bringing three people together, you're going to the chacham. So we have here both answers here. And so the other thing is that it's not time sensitive in terms of a shaylas neder. As long as it's not the Sarf Shabbos, it's not time sensitive because you can be matzah of the neder after Shabbos without any problem. As opposed to a farce neder where your time might actually run out.
Right? Big deal in Shabbos. So I mean, what does the fact that it's not precluding the Isser of, or the Maris Ayim of Danin Din B'Shabbos, what's the difference whether or not it's time sensitive or not? What is that? How does that bear on whether or not it's
time sensitive? We just saw that in the Machlokes Tanan, we saw that according to the Maimonides who says that it's just...
But he's saying the
whole thing. Then, because he would have no other opportunity to do it, we allow him to do it on Shabbos.
So he's saying with Kuli Alma. This, the Isser of Hataras Nedarim and Shabbos,
Shalalitar
Shabbos is the Kuli Alma.
Right.
No, but you see that he listens to the story. In other words, the fact that there is a time constraint is considered, at least, you know, the other one, I guess, a valid reason for.
Right, but why would the people say that? That Hataras Nedarim is until the end of the day, why would they, Hataras Nedarim is until the end of the day, why would they disallow this?
Because you could do it later.
Because Hataras Nedarim isn't until the end of the day. That's why.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Sorry about that.
Okay. it's not, in the, I mean, I hear your question, even without, the issue is why should time sensitivity, meaning by, your real question is by how far is the time, why should the fact that it's going to run out give you permission to do it?
Okay. It's like devastation of material.
Alright.
It's a similar
term. Yeah. So why do it on Shabbos when you can do it after Shabbos? Right, that's definitely the case. But how far is the time, according to the Tana, who says that you can be made in the nether on Shabbos, or Lotzer Shabbos, because you're running out of time. Right? Why does running out of time be, why is that, you know, necessarily a heder? Now, you could say, because the Torah gives a prescription for a parsa nedarim and says that you have until the end of the day. It was that if Shabbos is in that case, that means that Shabbos is outside that parsha, which doesn't make sense because you have a, you know, the parsha doesn't ever tell you that, you know, except for Shabbos, or we never see any preclusion of Shabbos in the. And the Hafaras Nadarim, which would be the case according to that person, you would never be able to.
You know, there is. You could just say that according to that, Adam, or the Rabbanim, when that goes there to, you know, to commit you doing Hafaras Nadarim, which happens.
What's not a Gezerah? Right, it's not a Gezerah.
It also creates an absurd situation.
Right, which is that the white wife.
So that she has one day a week where she has.
So there's a way to circumvent it, right?
Shabbos is my neder day.
So the Rush says something similar to the Ran. The second widest lines in the Rush, it just says, I'll read it out loud.
If you create that scenario, then you literally will create a situation where you know, people have incentive, women have incentive to make the Garam on Shabbos. It's a little bit of a...
Oh, it's like on a Shabbos. Maybe ruins the husband's on a Shabbos.
Yeah, but it increases hers.
So the Rush, and the second widest line in the Rush, I don't know if you have the same form, but it's not so important to it. He says, Mishum Dizmano over Latakshach, because the time passes that when it comes to Takshach, that's why you can be made for a nether.
Which percent is...
You know, I mean, I wouldn't worry, but Mishum Dabal Mefer below Petach below Charata B'Dibur Ba'alma Mefer Filo Shalom L'Tzarach Shabbos. So the Rush writes it, whereas the Rav writes, the reason for Hataras Nedarim is because it looks like Mechse Kedina. And ain't a shah overit, and it's not time sensitive. The Ran writes why hafaras nedarim is mutar shelo l'tzarach Shabbos. He says one is because it's time sensitive, right? And the second is right. It doesn't look like a din. Meaning hafaras nedarim doesn't look like a din because you are mefer below petach. You don't require anybody to go, you know, to look into it or below charata. And the dibur ba'alma. So simply you say something and it's done. So therefore, that's why we're matir by shelo l'tzarach Shabbos. and a parson is
Aaron. We prohibit it altogether on Shabbos then, because of similarity to...
We don't prohibit it. That's what basically, according to this opinion, then you can make her any type of neder on Shabbos.
But that's... Okay, according to the other Madonna, I'm saying, why, what's wrong with being made for neder on Shabbos?
According to the Rosh, but that's what Svi was suggesting, I think, which is that, if we have the opportunity not to do it on Shabbos, then we'll do it, we don't do it on Shabbos. Now,
there's nothing wrong with it at all.
Right.
You know, why should we...
Why should we try to avoid it?
What's the problem here?
Right, so I will say something. Wait, is that on today's... I have... There is, on the Ron, on the second
half. You mean in Stira?
No, so there is, the Ron says something. If you could save it, I'll answer the question later on. There is something. It's a very interesting Ron on the second half of the day's daf that answers that question about why. All right? So when we get there, we'll talk about why there's an issue. I'll point it out. When we get to that Ron, I'll point out the answer to this question, okay? Alright, so now so continue in the Gemara. Alright, that's what I was thinking of. Yeah, there's the other issue. What happens, right, you guys would have been all over me on this, right? Eight late, you have a 24-hour period to make a nether, right? What happens if the person takes it on, takes it on Friday?
Right. So according to the Madam who says it's
May's late, then he's running into a time limit on Shabbos. So now you could argue that he should have done it prior to Shabbos.
But he didn't.
Right, he didn't. Right. Now the question is when you don't do this, to be a konsenoto? Because he didn't.
She could do it in such a way that he doesn't have the opportunity to do it.
What?
She could do it, after
if he takes him eight late and then he doesn't do it on Friday, what happens to it? That's the question, because then you're running into a mixture of problems. There is time sensitivity, but we also know, by according to the Rosh, that maybe that isn't really a problem on Shabbos. The first time in general is not a problem. We're just trying to postpone it because it's better to do after Shabbos, but otherwise maybe it's okay. So if you look in the Ron, it says Hilkaf Leinyan Halacha. Did that right across from where we are in the Gemara? Hilkaf Leinyan Halacha L'Didan D'Kaim Lan Zafars Nedarim Kol Hayom Metulo. We paskin that Nedarim is Kol Hayom and no longer made for Nedarim Shabbos. Afilu Shalot Tzarach Shabbos. It can be made for Neder on Shabbos even Shalot Tzarach Shabbos. You see that the Ran, you were asking this yesterday where we was, right? The Ran paskins the other way, which is that it's not made late, but rather Ad Sof Hayom. And because of that, you can be made for a neder afilu shelo tzarach Shabbos. Now, it's vei lahon b'shlo haya efshar lahen min bolad yom kigon shenadra erev Shabbos im hashecha. She took a neder on erev Shabbos with sundown. Inami kolizkak leichacham mi bolad yom. She didn't get a chance to get to lechacham mi bolad yom. Asikna afilu nedarim shehaylam efshar mi bolad yom. Even right nedarim that are permissible mi bolad yom. You're allowed to be Nishal Hataris Kandarian for Tzarech Shabbos. Alright, so that's going to be actually, it's next Gemara. I'm just reading you through the Halacha, but here's the next Gemara. So now the Gemara says,
it's surprising that the Ran passes that way, because it was the Ran himself yesterday that he said that the Stam wasn't the Ran. Maybe it was the Rosh.
Yeah, oh, Stam Adishu Lishas, that's the Rosh.
Yeah, that was the Rosh.
The Rosh, yeah. Yeah.
So a woman can make a neder that has nothing to do with Shabbos and get away scot-free.
With regards to Hafar's Nadarim? Why?
If according to the people that say Meis Leis, she can take a neder, afterwards. So he has the Erev Shabbos to do it.
Right.
So he's stuck.
Well, if we would say no. Ron said we pass it even...
He didn't show the truth.
Has he had Erev Shabbos to do it? She does it someone's Chashiach. He doesn't even have Erev Shabbos to do it.
You know, maybe late you do, because he'll have, he can't.
It's already Shabbos. Right. It's not because it's already Shabbos.
It's already, it's close to Shabbos, right?
Shabbos. It's in the Shalom the Torah Shabbos.
You are, what?
It's in the Shalom the Torah Shabbos.
Because you know, Shalos HaTaras Chachamim can only do the Torah Shabbos. Shalos Chachamim doesn't have a time issue.
Okay.
Right, now, so that's what it says. If you read, then we're going to go into Gemara. I'm sorry, I read it ahead of the Gemara.
Can I tell you, why would she do HaTaras Nadarim if she could just have her Baal be made for it?
So it's after the point.
All right, so he's not around.
Either he's not around, or it's after.
Or she's not married.
Right, she's not married, or it's after he heard about it. He's been kind.
Or it could be a man.
Right. All right. That's a good one. All right. So the Gemara says it means Hataris Nadarin on items that are Latsarf Shabbos. By the way, it's only when you are. They had enough time on Erev Shabbos to do it, or even. Even if they didn't have time to do it on Erev Shabbos, or only if they didn't have time to do it on Shabbos, right? Tashma, this Kikul de Rabbanon, the Braid of Rav Zutra, that the Rabbanon addressed the son of Rav Zutra, Braid of Rav Zira, Pidu bin Nidarm Shailam Pnai Baodyong, even though they had enough time. Right, so that means that even when they had time before Shabbos to be Matir the Neder, they didn't do it, but if it's Tzorach Shabbos, you can even be Matir the Neder on Shabbos itself. And that's what the Ran says. The Ran says that we pass an halacha that you can be a do hataras nedarim on Shabbos, when it's l'psorach Shabbos, even if you had the opportunity to deal with it prior to Shabbos. Okay, so now if you look in the Ran, in the Rosh. The Rosh, who's l'manda amar me'eid le'eid. You guys have it highlighted, right? You have that. L'manda amar me'eid le'eid.
I don't have it highlighted.
It's about, I would say it's about halfway down your Rosh. About halfway down. Now, after we know this Gemara, when you have a Taras Nedarim and you had time before Shabbos to do it, right, you're allowed to Latzorach Shabbos, still do a Taras Nedarim on Shabbos. You're not driven Shabbos, and you're made by Latzorach Shabbos. She took a neder on Shabbos, according to what it says, it's 24 hours in Tara. Then he can only be made for a neder on Shabbos that is with Tzorach Shabbos, because it has impact right away. So low Tzorach Shabbos, he'll have to wait till after Shabbos passes. About in Nidra Be'er Shabbos, she took a neder on Erev Shabbos, Vishama Babo, Velo Heferla, and her husband heard about it and was not made for it. Made for B'Shabbos, I feel it's low Tzorach Shabbos. He can be made for on Shabbos, even low Tzorach Shabbos. Babo Pisha Yafo Lefer Meitmo. Even if he could have been made for on Erev Shabbos, why? The Hamrin and the Kamad, the Nishalin and the Darim B'Shabbos, with Tzorech Shabbos, Rafa Pilub and the Darim Shailam, Lishovim Bojom. Because we just said that by Hataras Nedarim, we allow you to do it, the Tzorech Shabbos, on Shabbos, even though you had the opportunity to do it before Shabbos. So don't say there's a punishment. If you didn't do it before Shabbos, you can't do it on Shabbos. Hilka, Hakanami, came into Ziman of Over. Since you're going to lose out on the opportunity, if you're Shlo Tzorech, may fear him. Even Shlo Tzorech, you could be made fair than the Dara. Okay?
I don't understand the extension. He's proving from a situation where there's no time limit on a Neder that's with Tzorech Shabbos to a situation where there is a time limit on a Neder that's not with Tzorech Shabbos.
Right.
It's two steps.
Now, there's also, the question is, when you don't take advantage of what you should have done on Erev Shabbos, do we allow, is there knas, that we won't allow you to take care of it on Shabbos? Alright, so now, by Taras Nedarim, we saw that the Gemara concludes that when it's with Tzorech Shabbos, even though you could have taken care of it before Shabbos, we're not conning to you that you can't be matir the neder on Shabbos. It's the same question apparently by Hafaris Nedarim. We know everybody agrees that Hafaris Nedarim, we're going to see, and that's the answer I was going to get in the next video, but you see that Hafaris Nedarim is not a problem on Shabbos. We saw that in the Rosh. The Rosh says that it's a deep of Alma, it's not Nefzei Kedina. The reason that we don't do it on Shabbos is that it's not so nice, it's it, but it's not like there's a real halakha of not doing it on Shabbos. So do we say because he had 24 hours started before Shabbos, he could have done it before Shabbos, we say, yes, you can't do it on Shabbos anymore, now you got yourself stuck in your own problem? Or do we say that because it's not over, just like by Hataras Nedarim, it's Latzorach Shabbos, we allow you to do it, we're not going to be konis you for not doing it before Shabbos. And that's the Rosh's conclusion, and he equates the two cases. He says that in neither case are we going to be konis you because you didn't take care of it before Shabbos to not deal with it on Shabbos.
Right, but the comparison of two cases would have a problem with, but one, you could maybe question and say that he holds that in that situation, it is with Tzorach Shabbos.
Hafar Shalot Tzorach is the equivalent of Hatara Latzorach Shabbos. We are equating the two.
Right.
That's what the Mishnah does. Like, according to the other opinion, who says that when you're Zman over on Shabbos, we allow you to be Matur Shalot Tzorach Shabbos, right? that slow the Torah Shabbos is not such a big deal to do on Shabbos. We just prefer you don't do it. But if you're in a stuck, if you're stuck, then we'd let you do it. Okay, so now the Gemara continues. Sabba Rabbi Yosef the Neymar.
We have a principle that something that you really shouldn't do on Shabbos. Example, but it's easier to find the Yantif, if you don't like the Malukas. The Shammai that Snicha and Shvita. Right, so it's one opinion is, you know, whatever you could have done before Shabbos, or before Yantif in that case. You know, you should have done, we don't like it, since you could. And we generally do it that way, in terms of Malukas.
But
we said we should do it because everything else is no reason we should do it before Yantif.
Right. So you have the case in the Gemara Moed Katan is by Chol HaMoed. If you're Maccabi Malach Chol HaMoed, you could have done it before Yom Tov, and you wait until Chol HaMoed to do it, because you don't have free time on Chol HaMoed to do it, then you can't do it. There's a knas that since you didn't deal with it before Chol HaMoed, we don't let you do it on Chol HaMoed, so Maccabi Malach Chol HaMoed. So generally we do have such a gezeira that we don't allow you to do things on Yom Tov or Shabbos that you could have handled prior to that.
So the fact that we're not mocked about it over here, you know, that even when you had time to do it, Erev Shabbos, and you didn't do it, we still let you do it on Shabbos, then shows that, as you were fine, that there really is no answer. Therefore, we can also say that when it says mono there, even when it's on Shabbos, so that you do that also.
Right.
Because there's no real. It's good, there's no real answer doing it.
Right. All right, so let's continue in the Gemara. Sava Rabbi Yosef the Meimar, Nishalom b'Shabbos, Nedarim b'Shabbos, the Yochid Mumcha, in, Shlosh Ediyoto, Tlo. So Rabbi Yosef thought that to be Matir Neder on Shabbos, you could only do it with a Yochid Mumcha, with a single individual as a Mumcha, right? And we had this earlier, the Machlokes between the Ramban and the Rambam, whether you need a Samach or not. What is Yochid Mumcha? Does that require Smicha or not? Require Smicha? And, Shlosh Ediyoto, Tlo, but with three laymen, you cannot do it, Mishom. Because it looks like a din. So Rabbi Abaye came into Svirlan, Afilu Me'umad, Afilu Bikrovim, Afilu B'Laylo, Lo Mechazei Kedino. So no, even because by Hataras Nedarim, we say that you can even do it standing up, which is not similar to a din. A din requires the Dayanim to be sitting down. Afilu Bikrovim, even relatives can be Matir Neder. So that's always a question, right? Erev Rosh Hashanah, you want to be Matir Neder, can you have your son, your brother, right? Your father sit as one of the beis din? The answer is yes, because even Krovim are Mutar for Hataras Nedarim. Right? Bafilu Belaila, and even at night. At night, there's no din. The din is only be Yom, right? As opposed to at night. So therefore, it's Lod Mitchazei Kedino. It's not a, doesn't look like a din, and therefore, even with three, you could do it on Shabbos, even with three laymen. You don't have to just do it with one, right? But you can even do it with three. Right. Anyway, that's, but just as an aside, that's one of the reasons why yesterday night, if you missed the Alevi Yavo in Shmon Esrei, you don't go back. So you repeat Shmon Esrei when you miss the Alevi Yavo is because so then the question comes up tonight. Someone misses the Alevi Yavo tonight. Do you have to repeat Shmon Esrei or not? So it depends, right, what you say. So you say Emekachin Achorish Belaiva, it should apply to both nights, right? Whether the first night or the second night. It actually turns out to be a Machlokas Rambam and Raibin about what happens on the second day of Rosh Chodesh. Meaning that when Beis Din sat in the days when they did Al-Pi Re'iyah, right? So the Re'iyah, does Re'iyah only apply to the first day of Rosh Chodesh? Meaning that if you want to make Rosh Chodesh early, you need the Beis Din to come and be made on the Chodesh to say that it was on, that Rosh Chodesh was really the 30th day, meaning there were only 29 days of the previous month, right? Not on the 31st. But if you, Adam don't come on the first day, the second day must be Rosh Chodesh.
So you have to do Kiddush.
Right. Do you have to do Kiddush HaChodesh on the second day, or does Kiddush HaChodesh matter? How does it work? Are they Mekachin Oto B'Shamayim? Right? Or do you need actual Kiddush? I mean, Yom, is it automatically Rosh Chodesh? Do you still require Kiddush or Chodesh? So it turns out to be a Machlokes Rambam, right? But with an afkamina being exactly this, on the second night of Rosh Chodesh, do you, when you skip the Alevi Yavo, right, are you entitled to not repeat Shemoneh Esrei? That depends on how you view the second day of Rosh Chodesh. If you require a Kiddush HaChodesh, right, then maybe, right, then you wouldn't have to repeat it because they Mekadshin HaChodesh Balayla still, right? Whereas if you believe that it's Kaddish Me'atzmo, right, it happens by itself, then maybe you'd have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei on the second night of Rosh Chodesh because it's Rosh Chodesh. It doesn't matter. It's no Indian of and Mekadshin Beis Din, because Beis Din is not necessarily relevant anymore.
In our situation, the Rosh Chodesh is already Mekudash from Hillel HaShani.
Yeah, but it's still, it functions like, you know, we look at the Rosh Chodesh like it would have been at Kiddush Al Pi Ariya. Right? So then, the first day of Rosh Chodesh is clearly not, right, it's not Rosh Chodesh without Kiddush of Beis Din. So, anyway, I just thought of it here, because it says, Lomit Chazei Kedina, it doesn't look like a din, I just mentioned that, because it's relevant. Alright, now, I would just point out the Rosh. If you remember yesterday in the Rosh, we had those two statements, or two stories about Rav Chiya Bar Rav, about shooting arrows, and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna that was standing up and sitting down. So we said yesterday that they were matir nefer like that because they didn't really need to focus on it because they believed Charata was enough, so they didn't have to create a Petach Neder. That's why it was found over there. But we also said that the Rosh over there says it doesn't belong here. Actually belongs. On Kormish is Gersa, when he switched the Gersa, they say you're allowed to be Mafirim Nedar Meleid. He says that Gemara actually belongs over here, in our Gemara over here. And why is that? Because we just said that Ataris Nedarim does not require a real Beis Din, meaning that we don't Krovim, Laiva, Amida. And then what do they bring? They bring the two cases of these Amaraim where we see they treated it like it wasn't so, more casually, it wasn't such a, you know, serious din. So if you look in the Rosh, he says, Kan roi li gross. You guys might have a header like that. Kan roi li gross. Tzvi for you is about two-thirds of the way down in the Rosh. About two-thirds of the way down in the Rosh. Kan roi li gross. You got it?
I'll get it in a second.
Okay. Did you find that header? Kan roi li gross. It should be about two-thirds of the way down in the Rosh. Hang on. It's hard. You have to figure that shape out that you guys have.
I have it.
Oh, you got it now? Kan roi li gross? Okay. Kan roi li gross. You guys got it in yours? Yes, you hear it. It's on the first white line there. See that?
Okay.
Kan roi li gross. So we get you there yet?
All right.
So Kan roi li gross, ha dechtov la'el, chir barab, shodig yiru ubodig. That he shot arrows at the wall and then he did... He was shooting arrows. Someone was mitzkarit. The sphere, tafilu meumad. The postim charata koldu. You can do it even standing up because you can be patech with charata koldu. You don't have to find a petach nidro. Hilkach hayam mitasek b'dvarim acherim b'sha shehaya matir neder. Kein tzarich yishuv adas el derech aray hayam matir. V'yistigaris shari nidra. Ubodik. That he was matching the nether and bodik. Perish. Hey, matching the nether, ubodik sucking. He's matching the nether and he was checking the knife. Rabba Baravuna, hayyati bikayam. He was standing up. There's a Yoshe Bomich. Laya Choshish Leshe Bishuva Das, Eloderchari Hayamati Nidorim. That he was, right, matching the Nidorim without really focusing on them. Okay.
I guess all the Kisva Hayyad have it the way we have it.
Yeah, I mean, our guess at least is the way that we had it, which is that it was before, number one. And number two is that Ein Halacha Kol Tzug. It's Ein Halacha Kol Tzug, then the Ran, and even the Rosh here, he pointed out over there, that if you say Ein Halacha Kol Tzug, then they could fit in over there.
Mm-hmm.
And said that they were...
He's not saying Yesh Gorsin, he's saying...
But he changed the gear, so there's Halacha Kol
Tzug. If you fit in over there, if you say Halacha Kol Tzug,
then it could fit in over there, right? Because then they were...
Or unless you interpret the story like he interpreted.
Right, that's what he said. When it's halakha goes to zug, then they were examples of me'ilei, like Shaul was saying. Mm-hmm. and therefore they were found over there. But if you say ain alach goes to zug lekargir, so then the rush wants to move it over here to argue where it's more relevant. Where you see that hatar sandarim is not like a regular din; it has much more, we're much more makil with regards to the standards by which we hold the person. And therefore, here these are two examples of a moroim who were preoccupied when they did it, and either. So you could say that Rabba was standing up, he wasn't sitting down, meaning that he didn't require Yeshiva Das. Rab was, Rechir Bar Rab was shooting arrows or checking a knife. He was doing other things, meaning that it wasn't a requirement of a full din.
It's interesting that Ardmar has the Gersa of... And
has it over there. Right, exactly. Sadly, not like the rush. All right. If you're made for a nether at night, right? That's our Mishnah. Nidra b'leilei Shabbos, right? That if you took a nether on leilei Shabbos, you can be made for it. Not only can you be made for a nether at night, you can also be made matir a nether at night, which would be a problem of din. Din ain't dani b'leilei. We just said that there aren't the full requirements of din by Hatar Sandar. Amalei Rabbi Abba Ravuna, Amar Rav Hachi Amalei. Right, this girsa is very difficult. Yeah. All right, I forget. Sorry, this girsa is very hard. I'm going to go with the Ron brings down two girsas about how to read this Gemara, and he reads it according to the way we have it, and he reads it according to the way that the other girsa makes sense. I'll read it. I'll read it according to both girsas just quickly. So now, Rabbi Abba asks Rav Huna, "Amar Rav Hachi." He says, "Did Rav say such a thing?" Amalei Ishtik. So he says, yes, he was silent. Now, what did that mean? That means that Rav Huna says he didn't hear from Rav, but he heard either someone saying, asking the question, and Rav was silent about the question. So I'm like, Ishtik kamart or Shati kamart? Why was Rav silent? Was he silent because he acquiesced to the person who was saying that you can do Hatar Sandarim at night? Or Shati kamart, was he drinking? Meaning that he was in the middle of drinking. The reason he didn't answer was because he was drinking. You left before he had finished drinking. And therefore you don't really know what the luck is. So was Rav's silence really could be interpreted as an acquiescence? Or can you say that it's Kishari Shadi Kamar, that it was like he was drinking, and therefore we can't interpret necessarily a silence as an acquiescence. Right, that's one way to read the Gemara. Now, the other way to read the Gemara is, Emily of Abba Rav Huna, Amar Rav Halki? Did Rav really say such a thing? So now, he answers back, they leave out this Kirs of Amalei Ishtik, he says, Amalei Ishtik Kamart or Shadi Kamart? When you're asking me, when you're questioning whether Rav said such a thing, are you ishtik kamart or shati kamart? Are you being silent, meaning that you're trying to say that Rav really did say such a thing, and you want to make sure, you know, you're agreeing with me? Or shati kamart, you're drinking the kushal tachumim, or you are basically disagreeing with me, and you're trying to say, what do you mean, Rav really said such a thing? So those are the two ways to read the Gemara. I will just show you in the Ran that he has both kirshos and kirsos, right? Ashkayim Kamart. It's in the Ran Ashkayim Kamart. It's in the, not the widest lines at the bottom, but the, right before those widest lines, the middle lines there. It says in the dead center that it says Ashkayim Kamart. You see that? So Ashkayim Kamart. Rav Huna Shal, it's Rabbi Abba. Masha Tashu Ani Yama Rav Hochi Mishum Tesvile Hashmaitita. Because you hold like this. Lahashka Lekos Kamart. You're going to drink, I read it backwards. I'm giving me a cup of Lachayim. That it's, you know, congratulations. Yeah, you're saying the right thing. Oh, Ishti. Tikin kamart, or your tama hecha amar rav hachin is kamal shatik. You want to silence me, and therefore you're asking me. So that's one gear set. It's not like the gear set that we have, right? Bufi perzeh lo garis tashma. The continuation in the Gemara here, you do not write tashma. That we have proof because it has nothing to do with the case. Elaha the Rav Ika member of Amfei Nafshehu. The next member in the Gemara, Rav Ika, is going to be independent. The Eastagar say this is our gear set. Amar rav hachi amar le ishtik. Amar rav hachi amar le ishtik. Amalei Ashkayim Kamart, Ishtak Kamart, Amalei Tashma, Tamar Rabbi Kav, Haki Perushu, Amar Rav Haki, Rabbi Abashal, Rabbi Huna, Im Shama Mi Rabbi Perush. Did he really hear this from Rav? Heishi Lo Rav Huna, Di Omar, Kamei to Rav, Rav Shatak. He said it before Rav, his halacha, and Rav never responded. Shal Rabbi Abba, Le Rav Huna, Had Shak Lach Rav, Mishum Te Hodil Lezvarach, Adam Omer Lechaveru Ashkayach, Right? Oh, Dilma, Hai, the Shatak Lach, Mishum Shiratul Lishtakach. Lochash l'shivcha, right? Either or, because he wanted to silence you and didn't want to, right, respond to you. Umaisi tashma the Rav, gufi abad ubtil hati nedarim. Then the Gemara will bring an example where Rav was matir neder. The Rosh, I think, says that it's the drinking. Yeah. Vashkoti, im Rav amar, enu mikubo loch, atatama im Rav amar, ashkoti, anyo amar. Right, so the other places, the Gemara shows up in many places in the Shas, it's a similar type of question, Gemara Shavuos, other places, whether the silence was considered acquiescence, or was drinking, he was drinking, he couldn't respond, or he's stacking, could also mean he was, there are two types of silence. Silence could be an agreement, or silence can be because he was ignoring you, meaning that he was ignoring what you said because he didn't really believe what you said. Either way, right, the two Girsos are a question about whether Rav really said such a thing, and the Gemara either, according to the way we have our Girsa, right, then the question was, did Rav say such a thing? The Gemara says, no, Rav was just silent. And then he wants to know, what does Rav's silence mean? Right, then the Gemara says, Tashma will prove to you because Rav was of an Ubda that he was. Now, according to the other Girsa, the question was, did Rav say such a thing? Meaning that Rav Huna is saying, do you believe what I said? Right, it's a question. And then for the Tashma, it doesn't tell you anything, because it doesn't tell you what Rav Huna's position was, right? It only tells you, Rabbi Abba's position. It doesn't tell you what it tells you what Rav's position was. It doesn't tell you what Rav Huna's position was. All right, Tashma.
The other
thing is that Rav did. Right, that's what the Gemara is going to say. Rav, the Rav of the Kituna. So that's exactly what Rav Yigab Rabin says, that Rav was Matir Neder for Rav the Kituna. Right, means Kituna de Bei Rav, Omeid. He was in the Beis Medrash, in the corner, like one of the side rooms of the Beis Medrash. Kituna de Bei Rav, Omeid, standing up, Yechidi by himself, Ubalaila, and at night. So there you go. Right, so Amarav, Amarav, Nachar, Alokha, therefore the Alokha is Nishalim Nidarim. You can be Matra Neder, Omeid, standing up. Yechidi with an individual, you don't, right, and the Balaila, and even at night. Uba Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Ubikrogim, and with relatives, Afilayim Panayim Mo'ojom, and if they have time before Yom. So that's the conclusion, it's a summary of all the Gemara we saw until now, that Ataris Nadarim is Mutar, number one, on Shabbos, Lutzorach Shabbos, even if he had time beforehand, and even on Shabbos with Shlosha Hajotot, because it's not mixed like a Dina, because it does not have all the requirements of Din. You can use a Karov, you can use a Yochid, you can have a Laila, there are all these things that don't make it like
Din. Is that Lutzorach Shabbos, or even Stam?
No, only Lutzorach Shabbos, can be Matir Neder. Matir Neder is only Lutzorach Shabbos. Okay? No, but that is the case. That is Muskam Lakol, right? That Hatar Sindarim is only Mutar on Lutzorach Shabbos, otherwise we tell you to wait till after Shabbos. There's no reason not to wait. Right, you don't have the reasons of together. The reasons of Hafaras Nadarim. All right, Omeid. Right? Is it really true that you can do it standing up? Atanya Yovre B'Mgliel Min Hachamor. And when someone came for Hafaras Nadarim, Rabbi Gamliel, he got off his chamor, and he tate v'yosho v'hitzer lo nidro. Got up, wrapped himself up, and was mocked the nether on the ground. Gemara says, now there are two girsos again in this Gemara. Rabbi Gamliel Savar. I'll read the girsa as it is now. Gamliel Savar Potchi Mecharata Mi'aker Nadra B'Inan U'Bayinunin. He's, you're allowed to be potech b'chatarata, and since you're b'makah the nether, you need to investigate it. Ahachi yashav, therefore you sit down. You can't use karata, but feel the movement, and therefore you can stand up. So the way Rashi reads this Gemara, the way the Girsa is written now, which would be the opposite of what you would have thought. But the Girsa is that Rabbi Gamliel had to get down off the chamor and think about it, because why? There are two ways you can be matir nether. One is karata, and one is a petach. A petach is the individual comes to you and gives over his reason for regretting making the nether. That had I known these circumstances, I would have never, he comes over the petach to nether. But charato is the chacham has to be poteach to the individual and say, had you known this, would you have done this? The regret, the charato is generated by the Thomas chacham. So therefore, what requires more action upon by the chacham? That is, according to Rashi, charata. So if you look in Rashi, Rav Gamliel Savar potchim charata. The tzarech chacham mitzoklo b'tchilas neder, l'hami tchilas neder b'tos. He has to undermine the nether. She mitcharet al kach. So they have charata. Ilu haya hayu asar bnei adam shebaisucho ta sha'ah. He'll ask him a question. Had there been 10 people there at the time? Would you have advised you? Would you have taken the nether? Hashter akar le nidre legami. Did kan lo avi nether, dami. So if it wasn't, hilka chovelo epsher behed there. Ilav demi akar nidre by yinuni tfele miyakara. Rav Nachman savarein pulchim barata. Below la amar v'feirush mitcharitna sharinan le below by yinuni. Yechol hafer afilu ma'umad. Right, so that, since it's...
Charata is more kal. I feel charata is, even a charata is enough.
Right, it is more kal. In general, it's more kal. But Rashi is saying, but who generates the charata? The
it takes more effort.
Because the chacham is the one who generates the charata.
Since you have the kul of charata, so you can do the charata, so...
No, because who initiates? By charata, it's the time a chacham initiates, and therefore he needs to think about how he's going to initiate.
It doesn't really... reverse what you said before about it's not that doesn't make like a base in shot, you know.
No, this is just a. But they're omeid. Omeid is enough. Yishuvadas. You need Yishuvadas. Right, it's practice. So Rabbi Gamliel says, no, you don't need. You need Yishuvadas because the Chacham is going to be the initiator. Right, Charata. You have to ask a question that's going to make the guy regret. Right, and whereas by Petach, he just needs to hear what the guy said, and he'll say Motalach, Motalach, so you can understand. So that's what he reads it. The Ran has the opposite gear, so. Right, which seems to me to make much more sense here, right? Because we know that Charata, like you're saying, is much more. There's much more make-go by Charata than we are by Petah. So look in the first line in the Ran. It says Hakai Yasinim Gamil Sabar Ein Potchim BeCharata. Can't be Potach BeCharata. El Tzarch Limto Petach Mitoch Haneder. Since you can't use Charata, you have to find a Petah.
That makes more.
Bepitcho Yorid Minachom Rabbi Yoshem. You have to think. You have to ask the guy questions. You have to find the Petach Haneder.
That makes more sense.
Nachman Tzarch Potchim BeCharata Yukafilu Meumad. The low parish Rashi Zal, okay, right, Rashi Zal did not say this. And the Rashba writes, it's a funny one, the Rechadav HaRashba, to be didan, the Kaimelan Potchim Charata, we pass and you're allowed to be Potchim B'Charata, lo bein en yoshev, and we don't require sitting out. Mikarim Milsa Potchim B'Charata, lo bein en yoshev, afilu no nitcharet. He's not nitcharet in the beginning, v'anon tzrichim lakzer achar p'tachim, and you need a petach nedat here, lo bein yoshev, you don't have to sit down afterwards. Seems from this Gemara that what, if the charata didn't work, then you should have to sit down to deal with the petach neder. So Rashba says, no, since we passed and the charata is okay, since you could start the proceedings while you're standing up, we don't require you to sit down once the charata fails and you have to go to a petach neder. Kevin de ikar dina ma'umad. So dina ma'umad, since you could stand from the beginning, you continue to stand. You write to the Tamo, any American. He says, since I don't understand his reasoning, I'm not going to agree, I'm not going to write what the Rashba says. And he goes, what, why should the two be connected?
Right, it's practicality.
It's an issue, right. It's an issue of what you need Yeshua Das for and what you don't. So if Karata fails, then you do need to require Yeshua Das. Just because you started standing doesn't mean you should have to sit down later on. Right?
You shouldn't.
You should have to sit down because you now need Yeshua Das. To deal with the Petach should be independent of the fact that the Karata failed in the beginning. Alright. Did you see this Rabbanon that came from Eretz Yisrael? He's got Pikulei Rabbanon the Great Rabbuna Bar Avin, the Sharolei Nidra, that they took care of the Miskak, the Ramatu Neder for son of Rabbur Bab, the Sharolei Nidra. And how did they do it? They say, go ask for rachamim on your soul because you are chote. Why? Anybody who takes a neder, even if he keeps the neder, he's called a chote. So they were poteach with him with charata. So that's what he was pointing out. That yeah, that you see that in Eretz Yisrael, that they are poteach be charata. Okay. I'm Rav Zvid, Mikra. What's the pasuk that teaches you that someone takes a neder, even if they're mekayim mitzvot? There's a feed tech down the door, right? Lo yevach a chait. If you don't take a neder, there won't be a chait. Halo kadalta. If you don't withhold yourself from taking a neder, keep a chait. There is a chait. Tanya Omer Lishto kol nedarim. Alright, so this is a, alright, that was just a couple of cases there, quick cases. Now, alright, right there in the Gemara. Now this is a difficult Gemara. The Ran brings down two here, so two ways to explain this Gemara. I'm Rav Zid. Did I just skip? I'm in the wrong place, right? Tanya, we have a Brisa. Omer Ishto, Kol Nedarim Shetiduri. Any neder you should take. Right, I'll read it one way first, and then we'll go to the other one. Omer Ishto, Kol Nedarim Shetiduri. EF Shetiduri. Ain't the neder. If he uses the lashon when he says there are any nedarim that you take, EF Shet. Shetiduri, I don't want them, ain't a nether, this is not a nether, lo amaklum. He didn't say anything. If he says, yafa asita, you spoke well, vein kamotcha, there's no one like you. Im lo nadarta, medircha, had you not taken this nether, I would have taken it for you. Medircha, ani, I would have done it, dvarav kayamin. It works. So there are two ways to read this brisa, two possibilities about this brisa. Either, the way I read it now, is possibilities that these had a husband, cannot be maker a neder this way, but he can make chayim a neder this way. Why is that? Because hafara, being nullifying a neder, requires with specific lashon hafara. You can't stam be maker a neder any way you want. You have to say the proper lashon that I am maker the neder. To use these funny lashonos of EFC Shitaduri, or if you use these lashonos of Ein Zeh Neder, they don't work. Whereas by Kiyum Neder doesn't have a prescribed lashon. Kiyum Neder is the lack of Hafaras Neder. The lack of Hafaras Neder is a Kiyum Neder. So therefore, over here, if you say Yafer Asita, you didn't well, Vein Kamotzka, there's someone like you, Mladadartha, Medyuchani, those are a Kiyum Neder, function as a Kiyum Neder. So that's one way to read the prices. The difference between them is how we view the lashonos. By Hafar, we have a stricter, right, a stricter requirement of what you have to say in order to be mindful of the nether. That's one possibility. The other possible way to read this Gemara is that both of them are talking about Hakamas and nether. Both of them are talking about Hakamas and Neder. And then the Ran explains here, I'm trying to find the Ran for you. So here, a fee perish there. So according to the first, I explained to you the second perish, which is easier. And then now I'll show you over here in the Ran. Tanya, Omer Listo, Akration Nidra, Kol Nidorim Shaduri, Ef Shaduri, and Return Shatain Oder Mikavela. So what he said over here, in the Girsa that the Ran has, he doesn't say EF Shishi Taduri, right? That you're not, I don't want you to take a nether, but he says what? He says, I don't want you to take such nedarim in the future. So the Mishnah wants to know, when he says, I don't want you to take nedarim such as this in the future, does that mean that he's making the nether akshav? Is implicit in his word that in the future I don't want you to take such nedarim that he is making the nether now? That what she took until now was okay. According to the Ran, according to this Girsa, right, the entire Bryce is talking about Hakamas and Neder. And the question is this a good Hakama or not a good Hakama? The second half of the Bryce gives you a Lashon that works as Hakama. The first part of the Bryce gives you a Lashon that does not work at Hakama. It's not Hakara versus Hakama, it's Hakama in both cases, and one is considered Hakama, one's not. If he wants to be maker later on that day, he could. If he uses the lashon loyafasita, kishnadart and nadarim alo, inami damarla inkamotcha kamotech, inami damarla imlo nadart, anima dircham, devar kaim, the chokani lishne akama mashma, all these mashma akama. P. Verzek, kula braisa bakama. The whole braisa is about hakamas ha neder. Perusha lo garcina bach braisa in zen neder. You can't say the Girsa of Ein Zeh Neder, Lo Amar Klum, because Ein Zeh Neder sounds like a Hafaras HaNeder. And according to the Ran, the whole mission of Braisa is about Hakamas HaNeder. Okay, so that's the that Braisa. You can read it one of two ways again, just quickly. The Ran, the way I explained it at first, which is that there are two sections to the Braisa. One is Hafaras Nedarim, and one is Hakamas Nedarim. And the failure in the first half of the Braisa is that you're not saying Hafara, but Lashon, that is required in the Torah. To do Hafaras Neder, and therefore it doesn't work, whereas Hakamas Neder doesn't have any prescribed lashon, and therefore it works. The other possibility in the Ran is that they're both talking about Hakamas Neder. The first one doesn't work because you're not explicitly being making the Neder, you're just implicitly. And that implicit Hakamas Neder doesn't work because you're saying from now on, don't take such an darm. That doesn't mean that you're making the Neder at hand. Therefore you can be made for later on. Whereas if you say you did a good job, or if you didn't do it, I would have done it, all of those are the equivalent of Hakamas Neder. Okay, now. Where it continues. Lo yimar adam l'ishto b'shabbos mefer laichi batel laichi. Person should not say to his wife on Shabbos that it's mufar, you're mufar, or batel laichi, derech shomer labachol, the way he's made for her nether during the week. El omer la tzli v'achli, take this food and eat it. Tzli b'shach, take this food and drink. A nether batel me'elav, and the nether falls away by itself. So now you're going to ask me, why not? V'amar v'yokum etzach shia batel l'blibo. He has to be matel the nether b'libo. So now, this comes to your question. I said you had to get back to this, right? This issue of why is it that we're not making the nether on Shabbos? Why can't you be made for the nether on Shabbos? Even though, in general, we say it. There's no problem with Hafaras Neder on Shabbos. So why wait? It's a little bit dark when you hold the 8th, when you hold it at 24 hours. Why do we tell you to wait till after Shabbos and not do it on Shabbos itself? Right, so that's the answer. So look in the Ran. This is a very important Ran. It says, the Ran on Batanya lo yomar dam ishto b'Shabbos mufar laichi batalecha derech shomer labachol. That Ran Tanya, right? It's about four lines down. It's not because it's Afilu b'sheilu shari. Even hataras nevi mutar. The time to milk that came to efshar l'shnuye m'shanina. Since we can do it differently on Shabbos, we do it differently. I mean that there, even on Shabbos, we try. Even though there's no problem with doing this on Shabbos, we try to make Shabbos special in different ways. And even though there's no problem with doing it on Shabbos, we want to do it differently so that there is an acknowledgement that it is Shabbos, right? And I would just point this out from Rav Tversky, in Boston, at Lava Shalom. I remember hearing from him about Yom Kippur, Shabbos, that Yom Kippur is Chabbos Shabbos. I said, Yom Kippur is a false on Shabbos, we're Docha Shabbos entirely. We fast on the day, Docha Shabbos, but yet, we don't say Avinu Malkeinu, and we don't say Hashem Hashem Kilracha. So he said, it's a joke. What do you mean? We're fasting on Shabbos, we do everything that runs over the entire Shabbos, and all of a sudden we can't say Avinu Malkeinu, Hashem Hashem Kilracha. Makes no sense, we should say it. Right? We should say it on Shabbos. He says, no, that's it. That, truthfully, you could say it. He says, there is nothing wrong with saying it. But it's a hekir that it is Shabbos. That it's just an acknowledgement. It's a way to acknowledge that it is Shabbos. And not that the minadin is a problem, but rather it's an acknowledgement. It's a shinoi to show that it is Shabbos, not that it's mikar din. There's a problem to do such a thing on Shabbos. The same thing here. Mikar din, it could be made for her karagil. Right? But the fact that he doesn't is to show, give an acknowledgement that it is Shabbos today. Right, so now it's Erk Shivata Belibo. He has to do a Chara Belibo. Tanya, Bishami, I mean Bishabbos Mevata Belibo, Bechol Mos Bisvata. Bishami says, on Shabbos, you're Mevata on your heart. On Chol, you have to explicitly say it. Bishomer, Echatem, Mevata Belibo. That both of them, you're Mevata Belibo, but in Tarkot Bisvata. You don't have to explicitly say that Barsaneda. On Rabbi Yochanan, Chacham. Sorry, so you don't have to explicitly say it. Rabbi Yochanan says, Chacham Shambar Lashon Baal. And a chacham that says it the way that a baal says it, a baal shamar lashon chacham lomar klum, and it doesn't change anything. Tanya said davar chamatir vein baal matir, right? That there's a prescription for the way the chacham does it, and there's a prescription for the baal does it. Sheyoko umal chacham shenu. You know what's up here? So do the chacham tomorrow. It's a good place to stop. Ron discusses about this idea that when you're made for belibo, if you do a belibo, do you require the lashon of right, well on Shabbos I'll say you did it, right? Do you need it, correct, right? So, but when Basil says that you can do do you require the sleeve is that? The Ron discusses that over here. Alright, we'll stop here. So it's not